Continuing in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, the Mechaber tells us, "Be'achar kach makra osem shliach tzibor mila b'mila, v'heim omri ma'achorav al kol mila." Actually, simu pasuk rishon, that it's not enough for the Kohanim to give the bracha. For some reason, we also have the Chazan, the shliach tzibor, feed them the words, literally word for word. Finishing the pasuk, v'oz oni matzibra amen. Of course, afterwards we respond amen to this. V'chein achar pasuk sheni, v'chein achar pasuk shlishi. Which is interesting because it's supposed to be the Kohanim that are giving the bracha. Yet you have the Chazan, the Baal Musaf, who's standing there, apparently giving the bracha as well. And the question is, why is it done this way? It would make more sense that the Kohanim, after all, they're the ones that are instructed to give this bracha to the tzibor. They're the ones that should be saying it. So why is it necessary for the chaz and the shliach tzibor to initiate the brachos and say word for word? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the reason for this is actually based on, again, a source from the Torah itself. Now when it comes to the Nesias Kapayim, the pasuk says, Amor Lahem. Amr Lahem means say to them. We darshan from here, Malamed Shechazin Omer Lahem. The simple explanation, Amr Lahem, is that instruct them, the Kohanim, how it's supposed to be done. Amr Lahem could also mean tell them, the Kohanim, the words. And therefore, that's how it's interpreted, that because of the pasuk of Amr Lahem, that the Chazin is supposed to, even though he's not a Kohen, say word for word. Because Malkam, nonetheless, who rak the mitzvah l'chadchila, then Akev. In the event that, for whatever reason, which we don't find, that the Chazan would not say these words, and the Kohanim would just jump, start right into it, then it's okay, you still fulfill the mitzvah, even though it's not the preferred method. Then the Mechaber tells us certain requirements during the actual Nesias Kapayim. Ein mevarchin ela b'lashon HaKodesh. It's necessary that the Nesias Kapayim must be, you must use the words that are actually said, that we're familiar with. Has to be said in Hebrew and no other language. Bamida. It's necessary to be standing. Nesias Kapayim. The Kohanim must have their hands raised. And then finally, the Kol Ram. It's supposed to be, apparently Kol Ram is generally translated as loud in the shout. We'll see exactly what that means. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows. He tells us, Ein Mevarchin, that when it comes to saying the bracha Nesias Kapayim, it can only be said in Lashon HaKodesh. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'chol zehu min haTorah. These halachos that we just said, they're not made up. Rather, its source is textually based. The Alfinan kol zeh mikroi. You can learn it out from Sukkim. First of all, when it comes to Lashon HaKodesh, you can ask. We know it comes to davening, other mitzvos, which require one to speak. We generally say it can be b'chol lashon, in any language. When it comes to this particular mitzvah, the Nesias Kapayim, it must be in Hebrew. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Ko sivarchu." This is the way it's supposed to be done. Such in such a way is how the bracha should be recited. And the Torah tells us in these words, which imply it must be b'lashon hazeh in this language and no other language. V'amida. Why is it necessary for one to stand? And the question is, what does it mean to stand? Is it the Kohanim? Is it the Tzibor? We'll get to that. The pasuk says, L'sharso levarech bishmo, that to serve him and to bless his name. Masheris b'amida, we know that when it comes to service of Hashem, in the avoda is done standing, as the pasuk says, lamod l'shares. So too, when it comes to the bracha, which is juxtaposed in this pasuk, also needs to be standing when they give the bracha. But Nesias Kapayim, and as we mentioned before, it's necessary for the Kohanim to lift up their hands, because the pasuk says explicitly, V'yisa Aharon es yadav el ami yivarachem, that Aaron lifted up his hands to give the bracha. Bikol Ram, why do we need to say the bracha in such a fashion loudly, apparently? Dechsiv Amar Lehem, say to them, Ka'adam ha'omer l'chaver, just like a person would speak to their friend. And if you want to speak to someone and communicate to them, if it's done so quietly that they can't hear you, so obviously they don't know what you're talking about. So therefore, it must be done b'kol ram, so that someone else can hear you. Because the Rav Aposim k'makum, almost everyone agrees, dahani kuli kuvahu, that if any of these things, elements are missing, then you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim B'Achil B'di'evan Lo Yotzu Ba'ofen Acher. You have not fulfilled your obligation even B'di'evan. Now, when it talks about Amida, that it must be done standing, who are we talking about? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Haino Shei HaKohanim Ba'Amida. The Kohanim need to be the ones that are standing. Avat Tzibur. Let's say, even though we're going to see it's preferred to stand, Tzibur is Rishon Leishev. We are permitted to sit. Rashi Uponim Kenegi Ponim. Just as long as when you're sitting, you're still facing the Kohanim. However, Minhag says the Mishnah Berurah that our custom, Shakol Omdin, that everyone stands. V'chein Mashma B'miri, the Miri also holds like this, so too by the Sefer Eshkol, the custom of Shakol Srichin Lamo Lefneim Be'ema, the Kovid Rosh. Now, when it comes to the Sias Kapayim, a person should be standing, Be'ema, with fear and trepidation, Kovid Rosh, with an element of seriousness attached to it. Well, what happens in the event that the Kohen, which we just said, is supposed to be standing? What happens if the Kohen is cholush, v'enu yochol lamod? He's too weak to stand. Ela alidei smicha. The only way he can stand is if he's next to someone, holding him, or maybe he's leaning up against a platform or a table. Ela alidei smicha. Lo yisa kapav. The Mishnah Berurah holds that you should not duchen in this situation, dehu ki yeshiva. When a person is leaning down, to the extent that if you would move that object, that person would fall, that's just like the person is actually sitting down. And according to many of the Mefarshim, as we said, that is ma'akev, and therefore a person in that case who was a Kohen should actually leave before the paragraph of Ritzeh. Now, not everyone holds it. This event, the Be'er Heitev quotes the words of the Shvus Yaakov, that a Kohen zakein usva yomim, an elderly Kohen, mikoach lushas ziknaso, because he's older, in a yochel lamod, he can't stand during the Nesias Kapayim. Im yochel ismoch matov, he says, if the guy can lean, it's better to lean, it's okay, he can lean. If not, he says, yisa kapam yusha. There are actually some people that hold, and obviously, you'd have to know in this situation, if this event would ever happen, what to do. But there are certainly those, such as the Shvus Yaakov, that's makel lenient under these circumstances. But not everyone agrees to him. Now, going back to the Mishnah Berurah, when it comes to the Nesias Kapayim, it's necessary the Kohanim need to lift up their hands. So you can ask the same question. What if a person, for whatever reason, is physically unable to lift up their hands? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mi she'enu yochel agbiya yado, such a person, enu no sikapov, should not do Nesias Kapayim. V'yafil b'di evan ma'akev, you should not do it. V'yafil im yaseh smuchin lo mahani. What if, let's say, you're next to another Kohen, and he lifts up your hands for you? So we said just a moment ago in the Mishnah Berurah, that someone who is leaning samuch on something or someone, that's like you're sitting down. It's therefore, when you're holding up your hands, but you're not really holding up, someone else is holding them for you, that's not sufficient. The anan bi'inan, shisu yadehem mamash. You have to be the one lifting up your hands. Ach, im efshel lahagbiyam b'sham mu'etes. It's very difficult to have my hands up the entire time. Well, there is a way around it. If you're able to lift up your hands, even for a second or two, yagbiya b'shas imirasu yivrechacha, they'll lift up your hands when you say the word, you Kohen, say the word yivrechacha, v'yanich b'shas hanigun bein teva l'teva. And then when it comes to the shleach tzibur who responds and says the next word, you can put it down your hands. V'yachser v'yagbiya b'shas imirasu teva. And then afterwards, when it's your turn to again recite the next word, you just lift up your hand again, and that's sufficient according to the Tshuva Ksav Sofer. And finally, Kol Ram. When it's the Kohen does the Nesias Kapayim, must be done by Kol Ram. What does that mean? You have to have a Kohen who screams and shouts? No. Hainu b'kol beinani. Kol Ram doesn't mean screaming. It means an average tone. Lafuki balachash. What's coming to exclude is a whisper. And it must be said clearly enough that other people can hear us. Komakum, nonetheless, lepa'amim tsarech b'kol ram mamish. There are times that you actually need to be louder than normal. For example, shemispalin heim rabim, if you're in a large congregation, v'ina shehei kol hakahal shamea, and because it's a very large synagogue, people in the back may have difficulty hearing you, as it's brought down in the Sifri, then that situation a person could scream. However, a person who has a very weak voice, or let's say a sore throat, he cannot raise his voice beyond a whisper, l'chora, apparently, pashut she'enu yochel isakapa, he should not lift up his hands, and therefore, in this situation, as well as others, tov she'etze kodem etzei, better that he should not be around during the Siyas Kapayim, rather he should walk out before it begins.